You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I feel like doing a ride and rant. Now, the subject matter that I'm going to be ranting about is this Survivor's Act and how many men are being thrown under the bus and having their name drug into the public square. This whole thing with Diddy, his settlement, you know what that did? That put blood in the water. Now, first things first, I know you look at the title of this video and you're asking, RPM, have you lost your mind? Gentlemen, you know, there's always, always a method to my madness and a deeper level of thought. So yes, my humble opinion about the Survivor's Act, they need to extend it. Yeah. However, what they also need to do is repeal the Grape Shield laws. Oh yeah. This whole process of just shooting, or should I say, sniping a man from anonymity, that needs to go away. Yep. These men should be allowed to face their accuser. They should be granted their day in court. And whoever the accuser is has to be known, has to be named, and has to show the hell up. Now, of course, we know, as men, rape is a horrible thing. However, we also know that the false accusation is way more horrible. And something that Minister Japp has said over the years, and I wholeheartedly agree, if it's truly about justice, no amount of money will be able to sway a true victim. Yeah. Then you add on top of the fact that false accusers never, well, I'm not going to say never, because there was one, 99.999% of false accusers never face any sort of justice. They never face the consequences of it. Just the allegation alone has gotten men taken offline. Don't believe me? I only got one name to give you. Emmett Till. Then that woman on her deathbed said, nope, I made it all up. It didn't happen. Is Emmett Till going to be resurrected? No. Have any man that has been offline due to the false accusations of a woman, are they going to be resurrected? No. Even when men have been proven innocent, nothing happens. A la Brian Banks. Yeah, they gave that woman, I think it was a $2 million settlement. What happens? They spent the money. Not one red cent was recouped. Then you have one Emily Linden and her infamous tweet. It doesn't matter if a few innocent men have to suffer, have their reputations ruined. As long as it is about smashing the patriarchy, that's a price I'm willing to pay. Gentlemen, like I said, I hope they don't repeal this. I hope they take it even further. Why? Because unfortunately, the vast majority of men are still under this "it's not going to happen to me" mindset. And unfortunately, when it does happen to them, all of a sudden it's, "hey, we all need to band together." At that point, it's too damn late. So yeah, you never know who you're going to be later on in life. And the fact that, in my humble opinion, they've completely removed the statute of limitation. Yeah, you're going to see even more women coming out, throwing their shots, sniping men. Yeah. However, what man honestly believes that women are free nowadays? Yeah. People say, "I'm wrong. I'm fucked up for saying, you know what? If it's really about just getting your pee-pee wet, pay for it up front. Pay the flat rate." "Oh, no, you can't say that. We can't be tricking off our money." Okay. Trick off $200 to $300 right then, or possibly tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars later. Pick your poison, gentlemen. Pick your poison. However, gentlemen, we all know there are far better options, because you just don't know what woman from your past is going to snipe you. Yeah, get your passports. Get a damn doll. Pay the flat rate up front. But as we all know now, far too many women are in dire financial straits, which I find it ironic that one of the biggest shaming tactics that female passport detractors would say, "Oh, women in other countries are poor." However, we have far more evidence that it's actually women in America that are in dire financial straits. And if they weren't, then you wouldn't see the number of women who are falsely accusing men from their past. Yeah. Now, one would have to ask, why didn't these women go to the police the day of said event? Now, of course, what people love to hide behind is, "oh, these women were so afraid of these men because those men were so, quote unquote, powerful back in the day that they could afford to fight the case." Once again, that is bullshit. How? Once again, referring back to Emmett Till. No. Women have always been taken seriously, no matter what their station in life was, no matter the time period. When it came to men and false allegations of rape, yeah, you had lynch mobs ready to go out, even if it was false. So miss me with the whole, "we were so scared because those men were so powerful," nonsense. But just to reiterate, I hope they take the Survivors Act even further, because far too many men will not learn until they have experienced pain. Like TFM said a long time ago, men could end this gender war whenever the hell we felt like it. Besides, women are talking about, oh, the patriarchy, oppression, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Women have never been oppressed in this society. Least of all, the American black woman. The American black man has never, never, ever been in the position to, quote unquote, oppress the American black woman. No, they fell hook, line, and sinker for feminism. Nothing more, nothing less. Besides, old feminism was nothing more than middle to high profile white women who wanted to get a piece of the pie. That's it. They only used the American black woman to pad their numbers. But hey, that's another conversation for another time. As a matter of fact, I did a video on that called Black Women, White Feminist Parallels. But all in all, gentlemen, all in all, this whole Survivors Act is nothing more than a cash grab. And far too many men are being thrown under the bus. Gentlemen, if these famous men with deep pockets can get hit, you can as well. So what do I say? Hey, choose your option. Pick your escape route. Far, far too many women have this gun that they can use. So gentlemen, do what you need to do. Abandon fucking ship. Well, I've ranted and rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think. And for you women out there who think that you're gonna hide behind the Survivors Act, trust and believe. There are gonna be men who, if you accuse them, guess what's gonna happen? They're gonna put on the mask. And when that happens, hey, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.